Welcome to the Think TLH podcast, brought to you by the Knight Creative Communities Institute. This is a show about innovators, creative thinkers, and individuals that are making transformative change here in Tallahassee, Florida. Welcome back, Think TLH podcast listeners. Today we have with us two guests, brothers Matt and Jeff Spinks, who are separate business owners, and they both chose to make their businesses in the emerging SoMo district. Matt owns On the Rocks Bartending, which has provided premier bartending services to Tallahassee for years, and Jeff established the first float therapy center in Tallahassee called the Drift Away Float Center, and it is also the only center of its kind in this North Florida region. So thank you both for being here with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Well,
first, Matt, tell us a little bit about On the Rocks Bartending and how you got started in Tallahassee.
Sure. I worked for On the Rocks Bartending when I was in school. And, you know, I think, like, big picture, I've always been an opportunist. Like, it didn't really matter what it was. If I thought it was a good opportunity, then I would pursue it. So I was in school. A friend of mine owned On the Rocks Bartending at the time. A lot of my friends worked for the company, and it was just a fun way to go to school and work at night and make a few extra bucks. When I graduated, I was like probably a lot of entrepreneurs and didn't know what I wanted to do. I had a degree that I wasn't going to use, and again, was just looking for the best opportunity. When Chris Guybe, who previously owned the business, he mentioned to me one day on the golf course that he was like kind of maybe thinking about selling it. And when he mentioned that, I told him, don't tell anybody else ever again. And if you're serious about it, come back to me. And a few weeks later, he did. He's like, I'm serious. I need to move on. I'm tired. I've got young kids. Like, the whole works. So We started working on a deal, and it seemed like a good opportunity for me, so we went with it.
And one thing I love that y'all do is you also incorporate a charitable component.
Mm-hmm.
You have done, I think, since 2013, you've donated more than 50,000 in services toward many of our local charities and fundraisers in this community. What made you decide to incorporate that charitable component?
Right. Well, you know, I think Tallahassee, it's just always about people, right? And you get to know people around here and what they're involved in. And it's not just, I go to work here or I go to school here and I go to church here. It's people are really involved in each other's lives. And I think the community, there's an importance to it. And we're all, it's a very supportive community, and even though we're growing, I think Tallahassee still has that small town looking out for your neighbor feel, and that's what I've always tried to use. Like, my position is, if we can help the community and help some of these families who most of the time I don't really even know them, but I know that they live here and they have friends and family here, and that's important.
That's great.
Yeah.
And we hear that over and over as we talk to all our different Think TLH podcast guests, is the reason they have chose to either come to Tallahassee or stay in Tallahassee is the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that we really almost have this one degree of separation. Mm-hmm. And it was fascinating to hear that from people who have grown up here and gone to college here, and then also people who have just recently moved here because of a job that drew them here, and they've only been here a handful of years.
Totally.
Now, Jeff, tell us a little bit about Drift Away Float Center.
Yeah, so floating is, it's a very just unique experience. It's something where I think everybody needs it. Kind of the whole point of floating is just to get away from everything. We're in a very overstimulated just society at this point. We're always on our phones. We're always working kind of 24/7. So when you float, you can just get away from that, whether it's work or just all the everyday senses and just gravity and light and sound and all that that's just kind of always bombarding us. You can kind of get away from that. And it turns out that when you do get away from that, it's a very just powerful process of your brain needs that relief. And when you do get in that environment, it's really can act, it's like the new research is showing that when you float, it affects your brain the same way as if you took an anti-anxiety drug, where it slows down that fight or flight reaction and you can just be calm and restful and just kind of relax.
Wow, it's fascinating. Mm-hmm. And you've had a lot of different people come in either for medical ailments or for, you know, just kind of mental things that they're working through. You know, I understand you had an accident years ago, and that was one of the reasons you very first got into mm-hmm. looking at alternative medical treatments. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I hurt my back two separate occasions in college. I went down to UCF for school, kind of got the big city, see what's going on. But while I was down there, I hurt my back. And that just kind of caused that chronic back pain. If pretty much if somebody says they have back pain, you know, they're going to be dealing with it for pretty much the rest of their lives. So I had heard it, and I had tried massage and chiropractor and physical therapy, you name it, acupuncture, I had tried it. And everything helped a little bit, but nothing really gave me that relief I was looking for. And I really just kind of stumbled upon this floating thing online. And I was just reading about it, did a little research, saw some videos, and I was very skeptical. I thought it was a very just weird concept that, okay, I'm going to go float in this warm tank of water and I'm going to feel better afterwards. But there happened to be a float center down there in Orlando, and I went and tried it, and I was hooked. After that first float, I just came out and I was like, this is the real deal. And after that, I just kind of knew that I was going to come back to Tallahassee anyways, knew I had to bring it back and kind of share that experience with everyone else.
That's great. And now, I mean, you have a significant following. You have people that come in from Georgia, Alabama, other states, you know, just to come take advantage of the services you provide here in Tallahassee. What made you pick Tallahassee? Obviously, you went to school in South Florida. You know, what made you want to come back and start the business here?
Yeah, so I had been raised here. I have been living in Tallahassee since second grade. I was about 7 years old. So I went through the public school system and made a lot of friends, and my family's here. So I kind of always knew after college I wanted to come back. It's just home. It's kind of hard to describe. It's just like we were talking about, the people are great. It's when people say describe Tallahassee, I always say it's kind of like a big small town. That every time I go out, good or bad, every time I go out, I'll probably see somebody I know. But most of the time it's great. It's you're catching up with old friends or people you kind of lost contact with. But everybody's very supportive, and Tallahassee, I think, is a city that wants to try new things and kind of start evolving with technology and new concepts, and they're just very supportive of things. So it was kind of a no-brainer.
I think Tallahassee also right now is a great place for entrepreneurs to start. You know, there's people that seem to be willing to help and give advice. You know, they want to support these emerging businesses. Have you found that? Through starting both of your businesses and kind of taking them to that next level.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, like I was saying, there's opportunities if you look for them, but you just have to be in that mindset of whether it's asking people for help, which is hard for a lot of people, that you can't just go out and do it yourself. There's no way. Whether it's people that are just bouncing ideas off of you or they're just there to support, if like our buddy Chirag, he does the drinks and things with the different breweries around town. Mm-hmm. That there's different things like that always going on. So if you need people to talk to or just have that support, it's there if you look for it.
You know, I think too that there's a ton of support for young entrepreneurs like us to just get out and meet people, right? And we'd always come back to the people in this town, which I think that's what makes Tallahassee so special for young entrepreneurs, is there's a lot of young entrepreneurs coming up with you. So it's not just my business or his business. There's a lot of young people coming up with their own businesses, going through similar problems and trying to figure out like what it's going to take to make it, you know? And it's not just like, I might be struggling with something with my business that, you mentioned Chirag, he owns a completely different company, but he might be struggling with the same things and we can bounce ideas off of, which I think is great. And I think just for entrepreneurs in this town, it seems to me that it's growing with some of the social change, with I don't think kids want to go work in, you know, a 12-story building with lights. I think they want to, you know, bright lights and clock in from 8 to 6 and take your lunch from 12 to 1. I don't think people want to do that anymore. And I think they're really searching for ways to maybe not make as much money, but have more freedom with time and with their family and whatever else they enjoy to do. So I think that structure is changing, and that's really happening in Tallahassee to me, is people are just trying to figure out how they can make it without doing the normal 9-to-5 gig. And I think that's awesome.
And how they can have that work-life balance.
Right. You know, and it's like everybody that wants to be an entrepreneur thinks that I'll just be an entrepreneur and the checks will come in and it'll be easy. But being an entrepreneur is the hardest thing I've ever done. And I think you can say the same. Mm-hmm. Like, the work-life balance is impossible. I have got a one-year-old and one on the way, and trying to figure out, like, time with him and my wife, yet running a business that never stops. Like, the doors don't close, the phones don't turn off. It literally never stops. So how do you handle that and still, you know, have a happy wife and raise your family? It's really tough. Mm-hmm. But it's also, I think, the most rewarding thing I've ever done is to watch the business grow. And I think we're both in positions that, like, we never thought we'd be in, you know? So that's kind of cool too. So I don't know. It's like the perfect town and catalyst, and where we are in, like, the south side of town. It worked out well for us.
And tell us a little bit about that. You both chose, you have your businesses based in our emerging SoMo district, mm-hmm. on the south side of town. Mm-hmm. And it is growing down, yeah. there. I know even KCCI is one of our last projects. We did the big TLH letters. Yep. And that was one of our challenges to the team, was find a location in the SoMo district to place these letters. Because right. it's this prime area,
right.
for connectivity between the beautiful Cascades Park and FAMU and FSU and downtown.
Right.
So I think that's really interesting too, that you all chose to have your businesses right in the SoMo area.
Right. Well, to me, like, it just seems so obvious. Like, being down there, and you can stand on the top of the hill, you know, at the Capitol, look down, and you're like, why wouldn't everybody just be right there? Like, it's right there. But there's this whole, like, idea of, we don't want to go down to the south side. And that's such old way thinking. Of thinking. It's ridiculous to me. Because, like we mentioned before, I consider myself an opportunist. Like, I'm not a bartender, but I own a bartending company because I thought it was a good opportunity, and it turned out to be a good opportunity. Being in Southside was, like, the most obvious good opportunity for me ever. Mm-hmm. Like, we could get reasonably priced properties. There's everything I like to do down there. Play golf. My parents right. live in Myers Park. We're close to the Capitol. I saw zero downside. And for us, buying the property, I thought it was going to be like a 10-year game. You know, like, we'll buy it now with the thoughts of 10 years from now, it'll be something cool down here.
Because when we were looking for the building, it was, okay, Cascades Park that's got renovated. The big drop. Right, that's the big thing down that part of town, Cascades. You got the pedestrian bridge. Right. FAMU Way is starting to get redone. But that was really it. Once you get past that bridge, it's a bunch of auto shops and used car lots, and that's about it.
Well, and I think, like, I call them the graybeards. The graybeards of this town were like, people have been saying it's coming forever. And I'm like, no, it's coming.
It's happening. Yeah.
Like, right
and
now.
And it is happening. I mean, yeah. Look, Proof Brewery has their location down there.
Yeah.
We have so many businesses that have popped up. Even I look right near where our TLH letters are on that trail,
yep.
by the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so many businesses are thriving and growing. And I love seeing how they're coming in. They're taking advantage of updating facades and, you know, painting murals. You saw the mural that was painted after the hurricane.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just becoming this very cool, vibrant area.
Yeah.
And I think the more and more it grows that way, you're going to see even more students coming in, obviously more residents coming in, and it will become a spot for tourism. Tourists come, I mean, already we've seen the TLH letters are one of the most Instagrammable sites in Tallahassee within months. You know, so people are coming in from all over just to stand by the letters and take a picture.
Yeah, and I kind of see that, and I don't know how long it's going to be, but I really think that the whole Myers Park, where North American Properties is developing, Prove, that whole area is going to be way more walking, bike riding, coffee shops, way less drive-in places. That's what I think. And I think you're starting to see that with, there's actually new construction being built in Myers Park. Which is, I don't know when the last time that has happened, but you're starting to see some of those things that to me are like, ding, ding, ding. Like, it's coming, buddy. Like, you know, just wait and be patient and it's all going to come down here. So I think that's the opportunist in me.
And I think we saw that it was bound to happen in Southside. We have, all right, Gaines Street's all getting nice and the north side has grown with the Bannerman Crossings and all that. You've got Buck Lake, all that's kind of going on, but nothing is really happening in Southside. So like, that's the last place growth is, it's going to happen. So we're just kind of, all right, let's invest
let's
in
be
it.
A part
let's
of it. Yeah.
Let's,
be a part
yeah,
of
let's,
it.
Yeah, let's get here before everyone else and just
and get in there early, which you all did.
Right.
Very smart.
Well, lucky. I mean, it really was. I mean, we looked all over and we got lucky, you know, in a lot of ways. But I think people who are listening to this and want to be entrepreneurs, like, luck is a big part of it. You got to be a little bit lucky. But,
that's true.
You know, it just, Southside and that whole area, if you're looking to start a business, I really don't see another place that somebody who's young and doesn't have a ton of cash or backer, like, you can do it down there and you can get started and people are really supportive in the neighborhood.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, what would you say in Tallahassee, how does Tallahassee support innovation and creativity?
I think, like we were saying, there's just all these opportunities to meet other people who are trying to do something new and creative. And there's groups that, like KCCI, and there's Domi Station, and there's all these different people who just want to see innovation come to Tallahassee, and they're going to do pretty much anything they can to kind of help foster that. So I think it's kind of back to the people. It's just, we want to see Tallahassee be something cool and new and just...
Right. And awesome. I think, like, on a macro level, people in Tallahassee have always wanted us to have, like, that Nashville, kind of maybe even Asheville, like growing towards that type of town. And it's going to take innovation, technology, it's going to take a big company coming to Tallahassee. But I think all of these small things are the catalyst for those things to happen. Like, the more we can grow small business, the more big business will want to be here. And I think it's just so important that people like us, like, keep doing it and go to places that you think the graybeards maybe would say you shouldn't want to go, you know, like, why would you go to Southside?
Well, I think what's exciting to see too, is I know since 2009, more young people are staying in Tallahassee.
Yep.
So we have more, I think it was 24 to 35 year olds. That population segment is on the upgrowth.
Right.
And it was interesting, too, if you look at the latest census data, we are now the youngest county in Florida.
Really?
Leon County beat out Gainesville, of which is Alachua County, by a few months. But we had not, for years, it had always been in Gainesville that they were the youngest community. And now it's Leon County.
Right.
And that shows that more young creatives and young people are choosing to stay in Tallahassee.
Yep.
So we're starting to have, for all of our businesses, more of that talent retention, which is excellent to see that on the uptick.
Huge.
And then I think what's really special about Tallahassee, too, is as we are progressing and growing, we're maintaining our identity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not changing ourselves. We're building upon what makes this community unique. Mm-hmm. You know, you see our beautiful trails. You see our beautiful parks. You see the canopy roads. You see the people that mm-hmm. even though you may be in a competing business, people are still friends and they're kind of working to help each other build each other up. And right. mm-hmm. you don't necessarily always find that in a lot of the larger cities.
Right.
And well, I also think it's really neat too, when we visited Nashville on the chamber trip, they do not have the infrastructure in place to accommodate all the people that are moving there. It is a major problem. Right. Anyone who goes there can see. And that was another thing that I think is special about Tallahassee, is because of Blueprint 2000 and that penny sales tax that we all voted on years ago, mm-hmm. you know, we have these great roads, we have great sidewalks, we yep. have a lot of the infrastructure in place, and now we're going to have to make sure that we constantly continue to improve and enhance that infrastructure.
Right. Like, but it feels like we're ready for it.
It does. It seems yeah. like we're ready for that yeah. that growth to take off.
Totally. Well, and I think kind of like we're seeing the south side of town develop in a big picture with Tallahassee. I think you're seeing way more kids stop going to New York and Atlanta when they graduate. They want to stay. It's cheaper just to stay here. You can find great jobs here. And, you know, I just think the cost benefit, I've had friends move to New York and it's like, I have a great job, I make $100,000, and I can't afford to live there.
Right.
Like, that is ridiculous to me. Right. Where you can come here and save money and start a family and own your own business with so many more opportunities than killing yourself in a big city. I just think it's wild. Like, to me, it just seems like a no-brainer. Like, why would you go anywhere else when you can just stay here and do it? So.
And we do have that play aspect of things where, yeah, people are coming here to work and do new things, but there's all the parks that I think people don't realize. Tallahassee has like 40-plus parks or something, but we also have Wakulla Springs, and you can go to the coast, and it's just a great spot to just raise family and just do everything you need. We have kind of all the amenities that you would really need in a city without the big city.
Right. I mean, we literally, I shared with our KCCI team last week, we have 850 miles of biking and hiking trails, mm-hmm. plus our world-class paddling trails that people literally fly in from Europe and all right. over the world just to experience.
Right.
And then our parks have been ranked the number one park system in the United States, mm-hmm. and that was recently. You right. know, so it's just, we forget sometimes these just truly quality assets that right. we have right here in our own backyard.
And I think that's what Tallahassee kind of struggles with, right? It's like, when you think of Nashville, you think of like music, or you think of some of these specific towns, you think of one thing. And it's like, when I think of Tallahassee, I'll give you a list of things.
Yes.
You know, go to the football game, go to the parks, go to the beach, go do a million things. But we struggle with like, what's the one thing that, you know, you can kind of like stick Tallahassee to? And I don't think we have that. And to me, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't think we need that one thing.
Right, right. So that's what's cool to me about this town is like, whatever the season is, I can go do 10 different things. If it's fall, I can go to football games. I can do whatever. If it's summer, I can go down to the, you know, splash pad and bring my kid and go to Innovation Park and do all those things. So I don't know. To me, it always goes back to like, what gives you the best opportunity always? And with the people here and the opportunities you have, Tallahassee, to me, it's just a no-brainer.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you both, sure. Matt and Jeff, for being here. This was just a wonderful discussion.
Thank you for having us.
Is there anything else you want to add before we close up, or are you good?
Yeah, I think just kind of a note to if somebody's thinking about being an entrepreneur is if you have a passion, just go do it. Just try it. If you don't, you're going to regret it. And that's kind of the worst thing in life. So just go do it.
That's great advice.
And if you're stressed out, go float.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I will say, for more information about On the Rocks Bartending, our listeners can visit ontherocksbartending.net, or to learn about the Driftaway Float Center and book an appointment, they can visit www.floattally.com. And we will have both of your websites on our KCCI website as well. Perfect. At kccitallahassee.com in our Think TLH podcast section. So thank you both for sitting down with us today.
Anytime. Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Think TLH podcast from the Knight Creative Communities Institute. If you want to learn more or hear other episodes, go to kccitallahassee.com/thinktlh. Please also subscribe to the show through Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcast. While you're there, give us a review. And for more updates, follow us at KCCI Tallahassee on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check back every Thursday for another episode of Think TLH. Our show is produced and edited by Allison Levitt, and I'm Betsy Couch, and you've been listening to the Think TLH podcast from the Knight Creative Communities Institute.